greatest curse that has ever fallen on mankind is the curse of the fallen race because of our sin.
For by grace are you saved through faith.
Give us some men who know the truth.
Hi, and welcome back to Much Talk About Christianity, a podcast about all things Christianity. I'm your host, Grant Skillen. And if you have a topic you would like to have discussed on the show, you can send in an email at muchtalkaboutchristianity@gmail.com. You can message me on Instagram at muchtalkaboutchristianity, or you can message me on Twitter at MTAChristianity. Let's go ahead and hop into today's episode, which will be about the prosperity gospel. The prosperity gospel can be simply described with the two terms health and wealth. If you follow Christ, God will bless you with a healthy and wealthy life. If you go to the website for Lakewood Church, where Joel Osteen is the leader, you can find this brief description. At Lakewood, we believe your best days are still out in front of you. Whether you are joining us in person or online, we invite you to experience our services and be a part of the Lakewood family. The Bible says when you are planted in the house of the Lord, you will flourish. Get ready to step into a new level of your destiny. If you go to their website, which is lakewoodchurch.com, you'll notice they have a store where they sell books that are written by Joel, his wife Victoria, and many other quote-unquote teachers. Some of these books are Exceptional You, 7 Ways to Live Encouraged, Empowered, and Intentional, Think Better, Live Better, and You Can, You Will. My favorite book is the one that's titled Live Your Best Life Now, which, as John MacArthur says, the only way this could be your best life is if you're going to hell. Honestly, I could go on and on about Joel and other TV quote-unquote evangelists who preach this gospel, but I just don't want to waste your time or mine, so let's just go ahead and hop into the biblical evidence against this movement. The Bible is clear that we are not going to have easy lives as Christians. 2 Timothy 3:10 through 12, Paul writes, "We have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." All verses will be in the New King James Version unless otherwise noted. In John 5, after Jesus heals the paralyzed man, the Jews persecute him and they seek to kill him simply because he healed this man on the Sabbath. Matthew 5, verses 10 through 12, Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Jesus was persecuted, and we will be persecuted. We should also be careful that our focus is not on earthly possessions and on earthly wealth, but instead our focus should be on heavenly possessions and heavenly wealth. Matthew 6:19-21 is a great example of this, as the passage says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Another book that I think is funny is the one that's called Exceptional You. That's written by Victoria Osteen. I'm wondering who she's referring to. I assume it's not the same people that the Bible describes in Romans 3:9-12, when Paul writes, "What then, are we better than they? Not at all, for we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands, there is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside, they have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one." And as far as I have seen, they do not teach sin and repentance. Instead, they teach the trust in yourself and to believe in yourself, and you'll achieve whatever you want, you'll get whatever you want. But it's vital that you teach sin and repentance. Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Despite our sinning and rebelling, God was gracious towards us. He sent his son to die on the cross that we may have life by believing in his name. John 20:31 says, "But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." If you do not believe, however, God is just to judge you for your sins and send you to hell for eternity. Jesus says in Matthew 13:49-50, "So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come forth, separate the wicked from among the just, and cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth." 2 Thessalonians 3 is another great passage. Verse 9 calls the destruction everlasting. Believe and you will be saved. Reject Jesus and you will be condemned to hell forever. Thank you for listening to this shorter episode of Much Talk About Christianity. If you have a suggestion for a future episode, you can send an email at muchtalkaboutchristianity@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram at muchtalkaboutchristianity and on Twitter at mtachristianity. In 2 weeks, I'll be making an episode on tips for sharing the gospel with your friends, so I hope you'll come back for that one. But until then, I'll leave you with this benediction from Romans 11, verses 33-36. "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen."